At the Erie Basin Marina Monday, Congressman Brian Higgins marked Earth Day by announcing new legislation to help protect the Great Lakes. Higgins says excessive phosphorus and nitrogen from wastewater treatment plants is producing toxic algal blooms that cause dead zones in the lakes and other waterways.
What happens when there's a buildup of algae, and when algae dies, it falls to the bottom and sucks out all the oxygen. And much like human life, aquatic life depends on oxygen to survive as well. So that the consequence of that is the creation of these dead zones.
Last summer, large areas of Lake Erie near Ohio were affected by the algal blooms. Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper Executive Director Jill Jedlicka says the health of our water directly affects the community's health and the local economy.
And in New York State alone, there is a $2 billion sport fishery that supports 12,000 jobs. And in addition, recreational boaters provide $600 million of economic impact, and that's just in New York State. So as our water defined our history, it's going to define our future. So we need to look at proactive legislation like this that really starts to address our problems.
Higgins' bill would provide $500 million to upgrade wastewater treatment plants throughout the Great Lakes region. So far, the legislation has seven co-sponsors in the House. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.